A new report says disabled Indigenous people are among the most disadvantaged in Australia. That's one of the key findings of the report released today by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooder. And Aboriginal disability advocates are warning that some Indigenous parents are too scared to get help for their disabled children because they're worried they'll be removed. Bridget Brennan reports.
Aboriginal leader Mick Gooder thinks disabled Indigenous people are among the most disadvantaged and hidden groups in Australia. Their struggles are the focus of his annual report as part of his role as the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner.
Since I've been in this job, I like to think of places or issues that aren't really at the forefront of people's minds, and this year I really wanted to focus on disability. Disability with our mob seems to fall through the cracks, even in our own systems. You know, the medical services network of 150 services don't really support it. They're busy doing really important work around health more generally. So they fall through the gaps.
Gail Rankin is the chairwoman of the First Peoples Disability Network. The Narrangeri woman from South Australia has first-hand knowledge of what disability is like in Aboriginal communities. She's in a wheelchair and she's also been a carer of her relatives with physical and neurological disabilities.
Disability is not a word, and no one's ever been labelled as a person with a disability. I mean, you know, we've got people that came back from war, amputated, and, you know, we've got the mental health issues out there. You know, we've got cerebral palsy, we've got a high rate of autism. In some cases, it's not identified because our people don't understand the characteristics of these disabilities.
Ms. Rankin's main concern is that Aboriginal parents are reluctant to seek help for their disabled children.
The removal of children has played a major role in that, because the parents are not willing to bring their child forward for fear of losing that child.
So that is a real fear of parents, that their child might be taken away if they report them to be disabled.
Absolutely, and that's why there's the role of, you know, First Peoples to sit with the communities and give them the right information that will, you know, support them and their way forward with the individual children with disabilities, and ensure that they will not be removed. We know, you know, we keep ensuring that we aren't there to remove the children. It's there to support the parents, the caregivers of children with disabilities.
The First Peoples Disability Network has been urging state and federal governments to investigate why some disabled Indigenous people are being held without charge in prisons. And this week, the Federal Community Affairs Committee agreed to hold an inquiry on those concerns. Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs says that's well overdue.
One of the shocking aspects of the work that we do is uncovering, partly through our complaints process, the incidence of so-called administrative detention, large words for a horrifying phenomenon that people are held for many years, for many different reasons, without charge or trial.
Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs ending Bridget Brennan's report.